What's going on, everybody? This is Evo. Welcome back. Episode 3, Evo's Thoughts. Hope everybody had a great Easter, great weekend. I want to talk about promotion today. I feel like promotion is the one word that's overlooked. And I kind of want to just give my thoughts on it, how I think, not how I think it should work, but different ways that you can use promotion, not just for yourself, but for the people around you as well. I remember back in the day when social media wasn't around, everybody used to talk about, man, promotion is so expensive. You got to pay this guy in this company, and you got to pay magazines for interviews, and you got to, you know, you got to spend a couple dollars to get your name out there. And not saying that you don't have to now, but back then, it was all about you have to pay someone in order to get your name out there and to make it happen. Where nowadays, it's almost like people aren't promoting to the fullest. And it's kind of like, well, if you weren't promoting back then because it was expensive, now that it's free on social media, you're still not doing it. So I kind of want to talk about that and just my thoughts on that. So promotion, it can go both ways. You could do it by yourself, or again, you could do it with a group of people. Or you could still pay a company to do it and do it that way as well. What I believe is that if you're surrounded by the same individuals, then why not share everybody's fan base? You know, my fans aren't your fans, but they can be, and vice versa. And that's just called cross promotion. I feel like cross promotion is a thing that not many do because one, people are intimidated, two, people are just lazy, or three, they just don't really care about your product, or they just don't think it's really important enough to promote. Now, this is something that happens all the time in the music industry. I see it all the time where people will just promote each other to gain the benefit of, hey, you have 10,000 followers, I have 10,000 followers. Together, that's 20,000 people we can reach. So how about this? I'm going to help you if you help me, and together we'll both grow and both benefit off it. A lot of people don't want to do that because, again, they might feel like, you know, what if I promote this guy's stuff and then, you know, he's getting more work than me now, or what if I post this guy's stuff and he's outshining me, or, you know, there can be a lot of things like that. But it's all about, again, surrounding yourself with the right people, the same mentality that, hey, let's cross promote, let's help each other out, let's both grow together, and let's both win. To me, that sounds like a great deal. You're not spending money, you're engaging with other followers, you're engaging with more people than what you normally deal with on a daily basis. If you keep promoting your music on Instagram and you get 100 people to look at your story every day, you're only promoting to the same people. Now, if your friends or whoever else says, hey, listen, I'll promote you if you promote me. This friend might have 5,000 followers. This friend might have 10,000. This friend might have 2,000. This guy might only have 500. When you add all that up, you're tripling or quadrupling your chances of being heard. And that goes vice versa. So it's not just like a one-way street where, hey, I'll promote you, but you don't promote me. It has to be a thing and an agreement where everybody understands what cross promotion is, how it works, and the benefits of it. I've seen a lot of people in the industry do this and really elevate really fast, whether they're an artist, a musician, a producer, or even just a studio owner. You're just engaging with more people than you normally would. It's kind of like when you go to a party or you just meet a friend, and you have a friend that comes over, and then you introduce that friend to someone else. And now that person becomes friends with that person. And now those two people hang out, and then now you introduce a third person. Now those three people hang out. And you just keep doing that, and by hanging out with more friends, you make more friends. And that's just kind of how life works. Is same thing with musicians. You meet musicians, you jam out, you join bands, you're just going to places and just jamming out, and you might meet a drummer, you might meet a guitar player, you might meet a singer, you might meet a violin player, whatever it is. And then by doing that, you grow. Now, naturally, people cross promote without knowing it, because they'll be jamming out and they'll say, yo, I'm in the studio right now with this dope drummer, and they'll tag them. And then that drummer will see the tag and then repost it. So there is a cross promotion happening, but where the issue is that it usually stops right there. And if that person doesn't do anything for 2 months with each other, there's no more session, there's no engagement within those 2 months, they're most likely not going to promote each other because they're not in the same room. And to me, that's wrong. You know, it's kind of like, and I don't know, maybe it's because I do this so much that sometimes I expect it back. And it's one of those things where I constantly will just randomly post on my Instagram, yo, go follow this guy. Yo, go follow this guy. Yo, give a shout out to such and such. And even though they don't do it back to me, it's kind of like, you know, I don't expect it back. But in the back of my mind, it's kind of like, why aren't more people doing this? Why aren't more people helping each other grow? Especially right now, we're in a time where music isn't really making a lot of money sometimes. And with the streaming and everything that's happened over the years, it really dipped a lot as far as income and just a lot of stuff. So we all do this together. We all make music together. So why not all help each other out? And that's the part I never understand in this business, is that everybody is looking out for themselves, or they look at you as competition. And it's just not, I don't know, for me, I try and change it. Doesn't always work, but I try and get people to understand how my brain thinks. And maybe that is the issue, is where I can't make people think or act the way I do. A lot of people too, I've noticed, they will promote something because their name is on it. Now, the minute their name isn't on it, they look at it like, why should I promote this? But that's where the issue is. It has nothing to do with if your name is on it. I'll promote good music because I really fuck with it. If I'm like, yo, this is dope, I don't care if you're 16 and you got 2 followers. If you're dope, and I'm like, this kid's dope, I'm gonna put it on my story and be like, yo, I just came across this dope producer, 16 years old, like, go follow him. I don't see that enough. I don't see anyone doing that. Now, if that kid blew up and became the next big producer and everybody starts to work with him, then they're like, oh man, this dude's dope, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, why wait to that point to promote someone and really be a part of their journey, helping them grow? I'm sure growing up in the industry, or even just growing up doing music, everybody always wanted that extra little spotlight, that little shine of, yo, go check this guy out. Yo, go check out my boy. Yo, go check out, you know, whoever. And again, I feel that even if I'm not a part of a project and I like this project or I like the song, I will post about it. I will promote it. Not saying I'm going to promote it every single day and like really go all out promoting it, because again, yeah, it isn't my song, it isn't my beat, so of course I'm not gonna promote it as heavy as I would promote my own thing. But the point is that we should all at least try and promote each other at least once a week or every 2 weeks. Doesn't have to be to where your Instagram story or Facebook or whatever you guys are using doesn't have to be all about someone else, you know. But it is good to see people just naturally show other people love, because then I want to promote you when you do want me to promote you. But, and I don't know if it's a Philly thing, but it's very one-sided here. And I've been trying to change that for a while, and not saying that I will, or maybe I will, I don't know. If people aren't associated with that song, they don't want to post it. And why are you promoting someone that you never met, but you won't promote your close friends? So they'll be like, oh, the new Beyonce album, yo, go check it out, this and that. Beyonce doesn't know anything about you. So why are you promoting, not saying you can't promote it, but why are you putting so much energy into that? But then the people around you, you're not even thinking twice, like, yo, let me give my boy a shout out. Yo, let me give my boys, you know, some spotlight here. Because then when it's my turn, I know that, you know, they'll do the same. And for me, it's like, I don't want to ask people, go drop a comment. Yo, go like and support. I'm trying to get people to just hear music. And it doesn't have to even be my music. Just in general. Be like, yo, this person's dope, post about it. If you find a singer that's dope, post about it. Don't just drop a comment and be like, this is fire. It's like, because no one in your friends group probably is ever listening to that person. So for you dropping a comment, you're not really helping that artist. All you're doing is helping their comment section grow. But if you promote that artist and be like, yo, just came across this dope singer, she's super dope, go check her out, go shoot, you know, go follow. If that artist sees that, they're going to be like, damn, like, that's dope. And you're going to engage with that artist as well. And from that, there could be potential work. There could be, you know, just a relationship that can build off of that. Like, damn, this person's genuine. He really reposts my stuff. That person reposts your stuff. Now, if you have 1,000 followers and that artist that you just followed and commented, she has 100,000 followers and she reposts it, and there's like some kind of cross promotion happening, think about how many fans of hers can see your stuff. And it all has to come from a genuine place. It can't just be you're just doing it to gain followers or to gain fame or whatever it is that people are chasing these days. It has to be from a genuine place. It has to come from a place where I really like the music and I'm just promoting it because I think more people need to know about you. That's kind of like where I'm trying to get to. If I think you're dope, I want people to know about you. I came across this dude on Instagram. He goes by T the Human. Super dope producer. He's on TikTok, Instagram. And he just records himself basically performing these beats that he makes. And they're just so dope, you know? And I'm always promoting his stuff, just kind of like, yo, go shoot him a follow, whatever. You know, and he's always DMing me like, yo, I really appreciate you, man. Like, thank you for the support. Like, it means a lot. And it's like, I do it because he really is dope, you know? And his style is dope. I just want to see people win, you know? And that's just my thing is like, I want to see people win, whether I'm a part of it or not. But there's times where I do see a post of his and I'm like it, I'll comment it. Sometimes I'll share it with my boys, like, yo, this shit's crazy. But then I also will make sure I post it. Everyone that follows me can potentially see that and I can put them onto him. But the point is, like, cross promotion is such a big thing and it's free. Really talk to your friends, sit down, make a game plan. Figure out how you can cross promote, figure out how you can utilize all the connections everybody has, and just watch how fast everybody grows. There will be no better feeling than sitting on a beach, relaxing, not working with your boys, making money, doing what you love, and you all got there together. Think about that.